Lou, after a stint in America, this man is back in Australia and he will be on the border performing what will be just a beautiful evening of entertainment. Jack Jones performing the complete Southern Sons multi-platinum debut album that just caught Australia by storm, and he joins us now. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, really, really good. Now, I'm very excited to chat with you. I haven't talked to you, I reckon, Jack, since 2002. You came into the studios in Albury when I was working at Star FM, and we had a whale of a time chatting with you on air and taking lots of photos in the studio.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate to be able to meet lovely people and talk about the things that I love, you know, doing.
I'm sure that you probably get sick of answering this question, but for those that don't know, what happened to you over the last kind of decade? Have you been overseas for most of that time?
I went to New York in when was that? That was in 2009. I wanted a bit of a break, not from music, and not necessarily even from Australia. I just needed something a bit new. Mm. I just needed something to kind of, and I wanted to go somewhere that would terrify me musically. So New York seemed to be like a good choice.
You were born there, weren't you?
Yeah, so I was born there. So it made it, you know, I look and say, how did you get to just go there for so long? That's what made it convenient. It's been a great adventure, and I don't know, maybe I'm getting older. Maybe it's a bit of nostalgia's creeping in. I haven't really listened to anything that I did back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Since I did it. So it kept coming up in certain conversations that, you know, would I be interested in doing this again, and da 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 da. And I just thought, why don't I go back and have a listen to it? I'm going to just go back and have a listen to it and see how I feel about it. And I guess I felt differently because it seemed like a great idea.
Is it funny when you say, you know, to listen, you hadn't listened since then, since you did this stuff with Southern Sons. When you listened back to it, were you pretty happy with your work?
Yeah, I was. And I think I just got a new appreciation for what we did. I think the experience for me at the time was a lot different to maybe how I can almost reimagine it. Mm. It was a pretty stressful time for me. I was young. I'd never really taken on a gig like that. You know, I'd never been the sort of front person.
Yep.
And I sure as hell never wanted to be the singer in a band. I always wanted to be the guitar player.
Really?
Yeah. So for me, it was a pretty daunting and scary time. But I would have done anything to have played in a band with Virgil Donati, who's our drummer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, yeah, sure. And I don't think I had any idea of, that's probably great, because had I known what was coming, I probably never would have done it, because it would have just been, I would have been overwhelmed by it.
But yeah.
Because I just was like, oh, I'll be in a band with Virgil, I'll play triangle if I have to do that. So great, let's go.
Yeah.
Back to it now, and I definitely have a sense of I have a bit of nostalgia about it. It's weird, because I was the guy sort of doing it, but it feels kind of right to do it now, and I think we're doing it right, and it feels good, you know?
Yeah. I bet people bring up things like John Farnham as well, because, I mean, you were so well known for being a part of that era of early 90s. And what are your reflections on working with John?
Well, yesterday, just before I say that, yesterday I was in a service station and I ordered some food, and I was collecting it. This girl comes up to me and she goes, "Excuse me, did you used to work with John Farman? Are you a singer and did you used to work with John Farman?" And I said, yeah, that's me. She goes, "Oh, the lady behind you recognised you." Working with John was amazing. I mean, the guy's one of the greatest singers ever. And to be able to just stand next to somebody like that every night was a pretty a pretty awesome experience. I have huge admiration for John. A lot of people kind of think that I may have turned my back on that time, or even my own career by the Irwin Thomas, me going back to my original name to make a record. But it wasn't really that. It was just that it was such a big time. I think I wanted the opportunity to be able to do something just outside of the genre. So it's been nice to kind of shed that and now just come back and celebrate what we did and just really enjoy it.
Jack, our time has come to an end. I do have one quick question, though, Jack. Now, you're talking about a return to the name and the album. Will the Magnificent Hair be returning?
Yeah, well, some things are just best left back in the 90s.
Oh, come on!
It was magnificent.
Long hair and denim on denim. They probably might stay back there for me. But thanks for asking.
It was quite the main, but I might say you've still got your magnificent eyebrows.
Well, thank you. Well, at least you said brows.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, it's been an absolute pleasure. Can't wait to see you March 22nd at the SSNA Club. Tickets are available online or at the club. Absolute pleasure. Thanks, mate.
See you there.